Today, two retailers, Target and Macy's, reported better-than-expected sales in March. Analysts say it wasn't just the warm weather that got people spending. Consumer confidence is up. One way they know that is by looking at sit-down restaurants and beauty salons. Dan Gross is economics editor for Yahoo News. He hosts the finance show The Daily Ticker, and he's watching what's happening in small businesses. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Why sit-down restaurants and beauty salons?
You want to look to areas of the economy where when you get more demand, you have to hire people. Because we've seen, you know, manufacturing has been coming back like crazy, but companies are figuring out how to make more stuff without hiring more people. Mm. But when you look at places that, you know, aren't that good at being more productive, a restaurant, you know, you get a lot more orders, a lot more people. You have to have more waiters, busboys, chefs, et cetera. Nail salons, they have not figured out machines to give people manicures. So when you get a lot more business, you have to hire people. Another area I'm looking at is new home construction. There's an empty lot that was on the end of my street. There's a house going up there, and every day you see, you know, plumbers, landscapers, et cetera. They don't use a lot of machines and automation to build those. So when people are wondering, you know, when are all the jobs going to come back? Where are they going to come from? It's in these services where the business owners aren't that great at figuring out productivity solutions and where they can't offshore the job to China or Mexico or somewhere else. You want to see demand for those services rising because then those people, you know, they have to hire.
Right. These are, as you say, jobs or businesses that are immune to automation, mechanization, and offshoring. That's sort of the category. What are some other jobs, by the way, that would be in that category?
Well, look, anything related to housing. I mean, one of the reasons that job growth was so great in 05 and 06 was because we had this crazy housing boom. Those create domestic jobs. And it's not, you know, you think, okay, yeah, the guys who put up the sheetrock and the guys who put up the roof, but it's also, you know, the plumber, the mortgage broker, the lawyer, the real estate broker, the movers, the people at Home Depot. All those things are, by definition, you know, really intensely local jobs.
What are the stats about sit-down restaurants and nail salons? I mean, is somebody actually looking at that?
Yeah, so, you know, Floyd Norris of the New York Times, who did a column that tends to sort of focus on one number, had some data that's showing that sales at sit-down restaurants were up 8%, you know, year over year in the current quarter. SageWorks, they were the ones who posted some numbers about salons. Their sales up 4 to 5%. The Census Bureau obviously produces the number on housing starts. They are, you know, 20-30% higher than they were a year ago. Much of that is in apartment buildings, but there is just much more new construction activity in housing going on than there was a year ago.
Not just new housing, but remodeling.
Yeah, exactly. One of the other data points I point to was some permits for remodeling, right? People are, they're deciding, you know, it's a problem to move. My house is underwater. It's hard to get a mortgage. I don't want to trade up. But, you know, it's been a few years. I want to fix my bathroom. The data points on that are showing that the permits for that type of activity is up 13% or so. Both Home Depot and Lowe's, their sales and their stocks have actually been doing really well over the past year and 6 months. Because they're getting more spending.
Well, also jobs that, as you point out, I mean, it's terrific when anybody gets a job. Fantastic. But, for instance, when sit-down restaurants increase their business, and the statistics there from the Bureau of Labor you cite show that food service and drinking establishments added 40,000 jobs in February, 305,000 over the past year. But these are waiters, busboys, yes, chefs and suppliers, but these are what some people would call service jobs. There's a wage ceiling on them.
Yep. We are a service economy, so the overwhelming number of jobs that can be created will be in services. The larger thing, though, is that, yes, you know, jobs as waiters and busboys, okay, those may not pay so much, but when you get higher demand for stuff, it really, you know, it trickles through the economy. So it's not just the waiter and the busboy and the chef. It means that the restaurant owner has a better chance at keeping current on his rent or his lease. It means they're ordering more supplies, so it's a more job for the truck drivers who drive the stuff around, for the people who produce the food, if someone's doing a farm-to-table restaurant, right, more demand for the produce that people are making. So it does tend to ripple throughout the economy. And the other thing is that You know, these jobs, I think, are sort of a symptom of growth rather than a cause. Because what happens when people, you know, you lose your job, you get a big pay cut, you're fearful about the future, what's the first thing you cut out? You know, people say, okay, I'm not going to go to Starbucks. I'll have my coffee at home. And, you know, instead of going out to eat once a week, we will, you know, order in a pizza or just eat at home. And so that's the area you start to see go down first when people get fearful about, you know, not having spending power. And it's, so it's one of the areas that starts to turn up when people are feeling optimistic. And I think the fact that spending in these areas has risen and led to more employment in those areas, it means that people are being a little looser with their purse strings, they're feeling more confident, and that's good for all sorts of sectors, including manufacturing. And we're seeing this. You know, car sales yesterday were quite strong. The economy has added a million payroll jobs in the last 5 months, according to ADP. We're going to get the Bureau of Labor Statistics number this Friday. So the growth we're seeing is a byproduct of growth we're seeing elsewhere, not the sort of great spur to a new level of prosperity.
Dan Gross, again, economics editor for Yahoo News and host of the finance show, The Daily Ticker. You know, we're going to take this up again, but just your thoughts, because we're reading that, yeah, manufacturing jobs are coming back, but they're not the same kinds of jobs. As we said, you're looking at the jobs that can't be automated, mechanized, or offshored. Manufacturing jobs can, and they are coming back, but they are being automated and mechanized, so there are fewer workers, maybe making higher wages, doing more highly skilled technical things. So there are going to be fewer jobs.
So there are two things going on. One is that, you know, you look at the auto companies, and they now have these two-tier wage systems where the veterans are getting, you know, $40 an hour, and these new people that they are hiring are getting $15 and $20 an hour. So yes, those jobs are paying less, but those people also get, you know, they're getting quite good benefits. The second thing, that, as you note, that the type of manufacturing we do in this country, you know, we're never going to make T-shirts. We're never going to make, you know, transistor radios. The type of manufacturing we do in the U.S. is very high value added. It tends to be more expensive. It tends to be premium products. And I'm thinking about things like a Boeing jet, gas turbines. It's not about 1,000 people sitting at a conveyor belt and putting things together, but rather hundreds of people throughout a supply chain coming up with the different components, assembling things together that are then sold throughout the world for very high prices. Those are pretty good businesses to own and to work in. We just have to figure out how to do more of that here.
Dan, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.